This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Now, the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Guys, it's cold as hell out today, man. It is freezing. Mm-hmm. I used to make fun of people who like wore like gloves at the gym or wore driving gloves. I'm like, who needs driving gloves? Anyone wear driving gloves in here? Kevin, you wear driving gloves?
No, I do not.
I wear gloves sometimes. Not driving gloves, I have, but like my winter gloves.
I have isotoners, if that counts.
What is that?
Yeah. Is that the OJ glove?
Oh, no. Those are... You guys don't even know about isotoner gloves?
No.
Oh, they're fancy. They're like grip gloves. They're really cool. They used to be
Are called? I know what they are.
They used to be a big deal. All the sports guys, Dan Marino especially, used to be the quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, used to do commercials for them. So they're fancy gloves. And they are like very much like the OJ glove.
Yeah, they're like the OJ glove. Yeah,
very tight.
Leather, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
They have like a little grip. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't wear them. I used to make fun of people, but today I was like, man, am I getting older? Like I need to be a guy who wears driving gloves. It was so cold, even on just driving on the wheel.
Really?
I would say if your hands are warm, everything else is pretty much gets warm, mm-hmm. but if your hands are cold, you're doomed.
I don't know. I just always laughed at people with the driving gloves thing, and I'm like, now I need to be driving gloves. I went to Starbucks because I wanted a coffee to warm me up and get me going for the day, and my window was frozen, so I had to open up the window.
God.
I had to be that guy. It was so awkward.
The first day in like forever that I knew, like I woke up early to heat up my car. So my car was heated up for like 30 minutes before I went out there today.
Oh, that was nice. Hannah was sending an early email, so I knew that she was either stressed about something or you were stressed about my car. Yeah, being cold. Okay.
Do you park your car outside? Is that why it's not in the garage? Ah, that's it. Man. That's it.
I need to get those fancy OJ gloves, man.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it. For my good news today, I brought in a very special guest to talk a little bit about what's going on this weekend, Dwight Carter. Dwight's been pretty much the man when it comes to fashion in St. Louis as the founder of Brainchild Next. He's been a part of the Fashion Fund and so much more, so many different boards to bring fashion to St. Louis and show that fashion's an important part of St. Louis as well. Dwight, talk a little bit about what's going on this weekend.
So we have our Gentleman's Fashion Show, which is the finale of our week, and it's been going on for 10 years, and we have a lot of things happening within that event as far as like we have 6 designers that we're featuring. We have another 12 designers that are going to be in a special segment called the Blue Jacket segment, mm-hmm. which is in New York. They do a Blue Jacket fashion show they've been doing for 9 years. And it's through Fashion Group International, and it's to create awareness for men's prostate cancer.
Nice. So you talked about how the show supports more than just fashion. It supports a good cause and promoting men to get tested for prostate cancer. Talk a little bit about that, as well as the local designers that are going to be there.
Okay. So February is Men's Prostate Cancer Month. And we have partnered with Siteman Cancer Center. And so they're one of our big sponsors. And that kind of what put it in a gear. And also my dad is a survivor.
Oh, okay.
And I have friends that have uncles and dads that have survived and some have not, you know, passed away.
Yeah.
So it's pretty, it's pretty important.
So this is close to you in multiple ways in the sense of, hey, it's for a great cause, but also something you love to do, which is fashion. You've been a part of the fashion industry here in St. Louis for a long time. How did you get started with all that?
So my first career was music.
Okay.
I was in the music business. I was producing music festivals and concerts and managing bands and tours and all that stuff. And then I volunteered for a fashion show and it just changed everything. I was about to fade out of the music business anyway. And so I was one of the producers for St. Louis Fashion Week back in the early 2000s. And that's where I met Pauly.
Okay.
Pauly Gibson. So Pauly Gibson, I actually brainstormed on the first gent together. Mm-hmm. He was starting a men's line. He was doing both men's and women's. And so he wanted a show. And we just did one show, and then it just 10 years later, we continue to do it, and we keep adding on events on top of that.
So cool. And I am actually, I'm emceeing the event on Sunday night. I'm excited. I believe I'm going to be wearing some Pauly Gibson,
yeah.
something from Pauly's collection. Yeah. So I'm excited to see what he's got in store for me. But I want to touch base quickly on, you come from the music industry into the fashion industry now. There's a lot of similarities because both fashion and music are great ways for people to connect, even with the world having so many differences and people have different views on everything. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to you, that connection that music brings people together, fashion brings people together? Talk about that.
I think as an event coordinator or event planner, having that music background to put into a fashion show. You know, like you see the big arena rock,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the fire and all, you know, all that cool stuff, you know, to have that experience and then to produce a fashion show and try and, you know, have that same energy that you would see an artist on a stage,
yep.
is I think that's where my mind always goes,
yeah.
to make it as cool as possible.
Yeah, and it's going to be an awesome event, and people can come out, right? It's open to the public. Mm-hmm. People can still get tickets. Yep. How do they get tickets? How can they help out?
They can get tickets on brainchildnext.com.
Brainchildnext.com.
Yeah. First row is sold out, okay. But we have second row still available, and we have a general admission still available.
Awesome. Come on out Sunday night. You're not going to want to miss out what Dwight's put together. Dwight Carter, the man, the myth, the legend. Honestly, I've heard so much about you, and I'm excited to see what Sunday night brings.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Thanks again.
Super excited.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. Big deal, not big deal, Valentine's Day. How you feel?
I make every holiday a big deal, yeah. So I really like to go out. Like, I expect all of us tomorrow to be wearing red or pink in the studio.
I didn't even think of that. I wasn't going to plan on wearing that.
I always make sure every Valentine's Day, like when I work out, that I'm wearing a full red or pink outfit.
That is a lie. You,
no,
you
I'm not
work
kidding.
Out?
Yes, and I have to make sure I wear all red, and I judge wow. people at the gym who aren't wearing red and who aren't celebrating.
Wow. You really do. Like, if the answer is big deal or not big deal, you just make everything a big deal.
I do.
It really is impressive. Like, you have to wear red to the gym where you're going to sweat and you're a gym influencer. No, mm-hmm. you actually do work at the gym. I've seen you work out. Mm-hmm. Kevin, what do you think? Big deal or not big deal? With your chocolate-covered strawberries.
Yeah, that was the only time it was a big deal. My wife always says that. In fact, for the past couple of weeks, we've made them on our own, kind of, you know, leading up
you're
to
just
Valentine's
prepping.
Day.
That is desensitized. Yeah, like, you're exactly. just like, yeah, it's not as good, man.
Well, and she's not really into it. Since she's not really into it, it's not really a big deal.
So the woman gets to decide.
I believe so. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Alex, big deal or no big deal?
I like chocolate-covered strawberries, but for me, Valentine's Day, though I do have plans.
Do you? Guys going out, like, on reservations?
Yeah, we're going out to dinner.
Right.
But I don't think it's, you know, I don't think it's a massive deal now.
I think it's so overrated. I always have. And it's also, like, annoying. You have to make reservations so far in advance, and it's, like, a whole thing. I've just never loved
just
it.
Just wear red, and you'll be fine.
No, not
I'll
a big
try
deal.
Try it.
Anytime anyone's doing something, I want to be out. I just don't like to follow crowds, so I hate that. Like, you're going to someone is telling you to do something nice for a significant other, it doesn't count. Now, I will say, like, these cute, like, Valentine's parties that I'm getting invited to with my son and stuff like that for school.
Galentine's is another thing.
The Galentine's is
today. That's so fun.
That's happening today, correct? Isn't that
I think technically it is
today.
That's
what they say.
That's, you know, the Galentine's thing, I don't know, it's kind of becoming trendy. But some of this cute little, like, hand out the Valentine's, like, forgot how cute it was back in the day when we used to pick up those things. That's kind of cute. But, yeah. The whole, like, oh, Hallmark told me to buy you flowers, so I bought you flowers. I don't think that counts.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we put 2 minutes on the clock, and then we just run through trending stories. We know you're busy, don't have time to be checking the internet the way we do, so we check it for you. These are some fun stories that I think you'll enjoy this morning. I'll read a headline. You either tell me keep it moving or tell me more, Hannah. How many people plan to celebrate Valentine's Day?
Me.
It's getting less and less and less people like you, Hannah. In 2022, 75% of Americans celebrated V-Day. By 2025, 56% of Americans are going to be celebrating this year.
I don't like it being called V-Day.
Okay.
Even on a Friday?
I just felt like it was V-Day because it's like death. Like, it's just going down. Like doing something. Even on a Friday. What do people dream about most?
Ooh, what?
In order of frequency. Falling, being pursued or attacked, trying to perform a task but repeatedly failing, work and social activities. Last on this list, but in the top five, sexual experiences.
What about being somewhere naked when you don't want to be?
I feel like that's under a sexual experience.
Yeah,
no, it's not sexual. It's like horror. Like, I always have a dream that, like, I'm at a dance recital and I'm naked. And I'm like, why? I don't want to be on stage naked.
I don't know what they mean. I'm not a dream expert, but I feel like you need to get a
Someone
new wardrobe.
Someone text in the text line of what that means.
You need to get a new wardrobe.
Yeah.
It probably means you feel vulnerable, exposed. You know, that would be my deep understanding of you. Feel like, you know, everyone's
probably
looking at you.
Probably because of this job.
Yeah. And some occupations, peeing your pants is accepted. Do you want to know which jobs you can pee your pants in?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like this one could fly.
Yeah, AB's like, please pick this story.
AB loves peeing her pants.
All right, race car drivers, known for peeing in their pants all the time.
Yeah.
Long races. Mm-hmm. Pit crews also pee their pants all the time. Professional deep sea divers pee their pants all the time. And also astronauts, regular peer pantsers, 10-hour long spacewalks.
Yeah, I mean, if you work in the water at all, you get a free pass.
Okay.
Pee everywhere.
What about race cars? You just pee in while they're driving. You're cool.
I will look at NASCAR a little differently now because it's not even just the drivers, like the pit crew.
Yeah. You just have to look around like there is just a lot of pee on that track right now. There is just pee everywhere.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Asher, you ready to take on Hannah?
Yes.
Hannah, are you ready to take on Asher?
Something like that.
Where is she going? Hannah's already leaving.
I asked her to fill my water bottle.
Oh, she's got a job to do. All right, so she's going to leave. Go fill up Hannah's water bottle. All right, she's already gone. You're going to get some nice water.
Yeah.
And Asher, I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions, okay?
Okay.
Let's see if you can get 5 for 5 before she's back filling up that water bottle, okay?
Okay.
All right. Saturday Night Live announced a huge anniversary special that's coming up this weekend. Name one of the stars that will be in attendance.
I do not watch Saturday Night Live.
Literally pick out any comedian ever. Just name one.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey will not be in attendance.
Dang.
Somehow.
He's one of the only ones.
Yes. Literally, Will Ferrell, Adam Sandler, Tina Fey, Amy Poehler. You could have just went on and on. Anyone who's ever said anything funny in their life, and then you said Jim Carrey. Okay. Who is the host of The Voice?
I don't remember his name.
Okay. Carson Daly used to host. Carson Daly is the host of The Voice. He used to be a VJ on what show that counted down the top music videos of the day?
These are hard questions.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Like, the most requested songs live. He would count them down.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That didn't even help me.
TRL, Total Request Live, like literally the biggest MTV show ever.
Never heard of it.
You never heard of TRL?
No.
Wow.
Oh my God. What is wrong with you? Okay, we're 0 for 3. Sabrina Carpenter is releasing a deluxe version of her album. What is the name of her album? I'll let you phone a friend.
AB.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet. Here we go. We're on the board. And then what city are the Super Bowl champs from?
The Eagles, Philadelphia.
Yes, there you go. I'm like, I need to know their city. Yeah. All right, 2 for 5. Let's bring Hannah back in so AB can get that water bottle.
All right.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, so Hannah's walking back into the room. We're going to ask Hannah the same 5 pop culture questions when she was out of the room filling up AB's water bottle.
Thank
that we
you.
Asked Asher. Mm-hmm. AB thought they were hard. Asher thought they were hard. Asher, tell her how many you got right.
2 out of 5.
They were literally
distraught.
Name any celebrity in Hollywood was one of the questions, and they said my questions were hard, so whatever. Mm.
Well, sometimes it's just like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, first question. Same questions I asked Asher. Hannah, got to get at least 2 out of 5 for the win. Name one of the stars that will be at the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary special.
Will Ferrell.
Yes. Could have picked anybody. Mm-hmm. Asher missed that question. She picked Jim Carrey. Like, literally, you know, one of the only Canadians not there.
Yeah, not from SNL.
Literally
right?
The only person on the planet not to be there.
Who is the host of The Voice?
Ooh.
It's just been on for 30-something seasons, I think, guys.
I can see his face.
Oh, good. Nobody He's on the Today Show name. That Kevin watches
Nobody
every day.
Nobody knows his name. Everybody knows his face.
What? I knew what he looked like, but I didn't know his name.
I have to have a show called Late Night With.
Late Night With.
Give me a name.
Jim Smith.
Jim Smith.
No.
You nailed it.
Carson Daly.
Yeah, nobody knows him.
Okay, well, good. Carson Daly. This is question number 3. Carson Daly used to host as a VJ of what show that counted down the top music videos of the day?
Oh, Total Request Live?
Oh, yes! Wow. Thank you.
TRL.
TRL. AB said she has never heard of it somehow.
No, I remember that.
Asher's somehow never heard of TRL.
I remember that.
Thank you. Sabrina Carpenter is releasing a deluxe version of her album. What is the name of it?
Short and Sweet Deluxe.
And what city are the Super Bowl champs from? You were locked in on the Super Bowl.
The mascot is Eagles. Philadelphia.
Yes. There you go. 4 out of 5. The only one you missed is that guy.
Stupid Carson Daly.
Stupid Carson Daly. Asher, you have to say, this is Asher and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Asher, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
All right, Mega Mind question of the day. This item is the number one small appliance given as a wedding gift these days.
I think these are incredibly popular. Everybody wants one. An air fryer.
Oh, air fryer. That's a good one. I think it's a coffee pot.
Coffee pot. Mm-hmm.
It's, I'm going to
go. Alex, you're getting married, you should know.
Yeah, I'm going to go deeper than the coffee pot. It is an espresso machine.
Ooh, okay, very specific. Yeah. Did you guys put that on the wedding registry?
No, because my brother actually already claimed that he's getting that for me.
I was going to say, I'm surprised that's not.
Yeah.
I can't really think of an answer because the only thing I can think of is a toaster because I still need one for my apartment.
You, don't, think that count? You don't think that's the number one small
thing? I don't think it's the number one thing, but I'm going to say toaster.
You're wrong. Yeah, toaster is not even close. No. No one got it, guys. This is the number one small appliance item that people give as a gift for weddings these days. What is it?
That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
Does anyone have a Valentine that is not their significant other, like your parent? You still buy flowers, chocolates for, or you're a parent and you do it for your kids. What is something special that you do for your kids for Valentine's Day to keep that tradition? 314-531-9898. I asked this for a couple of reasons. One, I've never been a big Valentine's Day guy, and it's just so cliche me. I think the new saying is like a pick me girl. I was born and raised a pick me girl. Like it's something. If someone's doing it and it's trendy, I'm out. I don't want to do it. That's kind of how I am. But now that I have kids, I just feel like there's a different level of joy for Valentine's. And I was like, how do I make this special? Did any parents out there do it for their kids? And AB, your dad buys you flowers every single Valentine, right?
Yeah, he's been buying my sisters and I Valentine's for as long as I can remember. But I feel like it really got special when I went to college at the University of Kansas, and he would ship me flowers there. So now cool. He ships me flowers to the office. So
tomorrow, wow. Are you going to get flowers from him? Are you expecting?
So.
Yeah. Well, and does it mean something? Like you get excited when you see him and stuff? Because I always think like, man, flowers, is that really cool? And then like, what does it mean to you?
I mean, I think that like I've always been single on Valentine's Day, but even my sister who's had a boyfriend the past couple years, like he'll send it to her too. And I think it's just a good reminder, like he's always in our corner.
Yeah.
And it's just like a cool, and I kind of forget that it happens every year, to be honest. And then like the lady up at the front will be like, there's flowers for you. And I'm like, oh.
I also need to shout out your dad, Bob, because these aren't some like Joe Schmo flowers. I mean, those every year, it's like a beautiful bouquet, like best in the office for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it feel cool to get flowers in front of everyone else at the office too? Cause like, you know, like that's what people say, like, man, I like to show off my man. But then when it's your dad, like, here's daddy's flowers.
Honestly, there's been a lot of people who are like, oh, who sent you flowers? And when I say that it's my dad, it's almost like more heartwarming.
Really?
Like there was somebody else in the office that was like, your dad sent you those for Valentine's Day last year. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, that's a really good idea. Like, I'm going to start doing that for my daughters.
Hannah, you do the reversal. You actually make your mom Valentine every year. You buy your mom something?
Yeah, every single year I do it. And it all started like when I was little. I have just a single mom. I always have had just one. And she told me when I was little, like, you'll always be my Valentine. And I never forgot that. So every single year, I always get my mom a card, and like we don't even do, and she'll get me something too. And it's never like anything big or extravagant, but it's just like a small reminder of, you know,
that's my love.
I'm always
where that love began.
You first.
Yeah.
Like it's always special. And even my sisters have gotten in on it too. And now we do this thing like where we'll take a picture of a card and then like we'll send it. Because we always make fun of how expensive cards
that's
are.
That's pretty funny.
But this year I actually buy my mom a card, and I made sure it was like catered to her, and it's funny. So yeah, she's my Valentine this year.
Kevin, do you do anything like that?
When the kids were little, I used to. And it's funny because Sarah even reminded me this year, are you going to get the kids anything for Valentine's Day? And I'm going, I really haven't. Because here's why. Sarah is not a store-bought card fan at all.
Yeah, you can do the picture thing like Hannah's doing over there. I never even thought of that. That's genius.
Doesn't want you to spend the money. But also, one of Sarah's best friends sends flowers every year to her, and we actually got them yesterday. And we're not just talking about just run-of-the-mill flowers. We're talking 24 roses.
Whoa!
And I'm just like, well, there's no point for me to get
her
you flowers.
Her friend sends her those?
Yeah, her friend.
I think the cost of roses are $90 for a 12-pack.
And so every year we get these awesome gifts. And, you know, this is our friend Stephanie, and she sends stuff at Christmas as well. So it's like, okay,
damn,
great.
My friends never send me anything.
But I'm hearing this, and I'm thinking, I got to step up my game. I got to do something for my wife and even for my kids now. Give them something.
Yeah, I usually get my mom some flowers.
Do you?
I do. Yeah, I avoid the conflict by just doing it. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a simple thing. It goes a long way.
Okay. Anyone else have a tradition that is non-traditional, like significant other, whether it's your kids that you do something special for, your kids do something special for you, maybe even your dog? You're like, hey, I celebrate Valentine's Day with my dog. 314-531-9898. want to hear who do you make your Valentine? You're like 3 minutes away from Luke Bryan tickets while we roll commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. We want to know if you have a non-traditional Valentine, like not your significant other. Who and how do you celebrate? AB's dad sends her flowers and her sister flowers every single Valentine. Anna actually does it for her mom. She gets her mom a card every single year, and that's her Valentine. 314-531-9898. Maybe it's your dog. Hannah, you're doing Bear too?
Yeah, I actually gave Bear his presents.
Already? You didn't even wait till Friday? Right.
Well, I don't have him on Friday.
Oh, I forgot there's custody issues. We'll get into that at a different date.
Yeah, we can dive into that later, but I don't have him on Valentine's Day this year. So I gave him his presents early. He got a bandana that says, "My mom is my Valentine," and he got some toys. And,
well, we know there's custody issues with Bear, and he better be wearing that on Friday.
Yeah.
Or Dad's going to get a text message from Hannah. I know that for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to send his dad a picture of Bear saying, "My mom is my Valentine."
314-531-9898. There's some good text messages.
Yes, we got a text from Stacy. She said, "Each year I always get my kids like a box of chocolates or chocolate-covered strawberries. Then I make handmade heart cards about what I love about them, and I hang them all over their bedroom door."
Wow.
"Or put them inside their backpack so they know how much we love them."
That's awesome. That's man, great. Oh, man.
That is a really cool idea.
Yeah, Teacher Aaron also texted in and said, "We do a family fondue date night for Valentine's. We make a cheese fondue and then chocolate and have sparkling cider. It's me, my husband, and our three kids. Tomorrow will be year 10 of our tradition."
That's cool.
That's great.
That is so creative.
I try to take my kids like Valentine's Day shopping for mom when they had like a Valentine's Day breakfast at my kid's school, and it was the funniest thing. He picked out a lovey, like a stuffed animal, for her, which he clearly is going to take, and he's like, "Well, we can split it."
Splitting
he's
a
like,
lovey.
"Mom, you're gonna love this." And he's like, "Oh, thanks, honey." Which was very strategic of him. Kat, you do something special for your kids, huh?
Yes, I do.
What do you do?
I make little gift bags with candy and hearts. I make chocolate-covered strawberries, and I do it for people at work. I have about 15 people at work.
Wow,
that I make
that's awesome. You do it for coworkers, too? You like your coworkers that much, huh?
Do you want to add your favorite radio show to
that?
Sure. Okay. I love making them. I do them for Halloween. I do them for Christmas, Easter.
Well, feel free to drop them off at 1220 Olive Street.
Yeah,
that's
no
where
kidding.
We're
yeah, yeah,
yeah. I just like making people happy.
Kat,
that's so sweet.
That made
thank
a lot
you.
Of people happy that just heard that on the radio right now, so thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and I'll bring you down some candy one day.
Oh, wow, awesome.
Kevin's pumped, look at that.
Yeah, that's great.
Lauren, I love this. What do you do for Valentine's Day? Non-traditional Valentine, who is it in your life?
Well, it used to be my grandma before she passed, but every year I would hand make a Valentine's Day card for her.
So sweet.
Oh, that's, oh I oh, love that. You would hand make that. It for your grandma. And we got to be part of this project that we're doing, the Cupid Project, where kids are making these handmade Valentines, Lauren. And we got to bring them to nursing homes. They read every single one of them. They love that the fact that they're handmade and just made out of love. And you're pouring out your passion and creativity for your grandma. So I know that she loved it probably.
Oh, she absolutely did. I think she had kept every single one. There's a box somewhere.
Oh, my God. That melted my heart. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Of course.
Yep, we appreciate it.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
Yesterday, Sean Diddy Combs placed a $100 million lawsuit against Peacock for their new documentary called Diddy, The Making of Bad Boy. This is crazy. I'm actually watching this documentary right now, and it's taken me a couple days to try and get through it. It walks people through Diddy's life and interviews people who are really close to him, and it shows who his character is. So they interview people who used to work with him, like his driver. They interview, you know, old family friends, and they really show, you know, things about these allegations.
How just disgusting he was, huh?
I mean, it's hard to watch because of all the different stories. It's, like, disgusting. Well, Diddy and his lawyers hate the fact that those things are being highlighted about him. And so now they are looking to sue. Diddy's lawyers say this documentary includes numerous false and defamatory statements. It's maliciously and baselessly jumps to the conclusion that Mr. Combs is a monster. Defendants, aka his former assistants, family friends, etc., made a conscious decision to line their own pockets at the expense of truth, decency, and basic standards of professional journalism. So basically, his lawyers are saying all these people are coming out just because they want to get paid, not because they're telling the truth.
Yeah, and the other thing I think they're worried about is jury tampering. Like, seeing a lot of this story unfold first before evidence is presented. So there's some fairness there, but it sounds like he was a monster, and who cares?
I mean, right? the receipts are endless. I mean, the people that are coming out have worked with him for decades, family, friends. I mean, there's video receipts. There's text message receipts. I mean, it's just endless amount of evidence against him.
And the truth of the matter is, someone as famous as Diddy is, it's almost impossible to get, 12 people on a jury to say, like, oh, I know nothing about him. Like, no, this guy was at the top of the food chain, and what he was doing was disgusting and an abuse of power, and everyone looked the other way or didn't know and now knows about it, but it's impossible to cover that stuff up.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know what happens with this lawsuit. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Man, Kanye sometimes does Kanye-like things. We've seen it so many times throughout Kanye's history, and I do think he battles with mental illness to a certain extent, but sometimes even when you're battling that and you're at the platform that Kanye is at, sometimes you could take things too far. We are commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show, and I want to talk to Alex a little bit about some of the stuff that Kanye has publicly done on such a big platform. So if you haven't been following this Kanye story, he has tweeted and compared himself to Hitler. He has said, I am a Nazi. And then the only thing he was selling on his website at one point is a swastika shirt. It was just a shirt that had a swastika on it. And I'm not sure if it was Kanye trying to draw attention to himself, and I'm sure if this is Kanye's beliefs. I'm not sure what it is. Don't really care what Kanye's beliefs are. It's still absolutely absurd and ridiculous and disgusting and inappropriate. More so, I want to talk to Alex because I saw Alex had posted this, and just your thoughts on it as being someone who's part of the Jewish community, to see someone like Kanye, such a big following, such a big platform, someone who used to wear Yeezys, then post about your community and saying they're in 2025 saying, I'm a Nazi.
Yeah, I think it's important. There's different ways to look at it because obviously he's trying to get the attention here. And, you know, you could look at it one way, don't give him the attention and things like that. But the problem with that is when you don't give him the attention, we're ignoring the problem and kind of accomplishing his goal of he's trying to normalize hate. He's trying to normalize loving Hitler and normalize the fact that, you know, he's saying that he hates Jewish people. And I think one of the quotes was, Jewish people actually hate white people and use black people. Some of my best friends are Jewish and I don't trust any of them. Like, there's just so many things that are wrong with all of these statements. And it's not a joke. Like, it's not a joke. You talked about mental illness, and I understand mental illness, many different things that go into that. And a lot of people suffer from mental illness, but when you bring hate into the equation, it takes it to a whole nother level because there are people out there in this world. We're in America, right? It's a crazy world. Like, people take this stuff and take it to the next level. And it's not a good thing to ignore these things. We need to bring light and understand, like, this is not okay. Like,
what does it make you feel? Because, like, I think what Kanye has been diagnosed with, it seems like bipolar, and I think he has publicly said, I've been diagnosed with it. These lows are really hard on the people that love them. For Kanye, you don't love Kanye, but now, like, usually when someone suffers from bipolar, they are hurting, like, a close friend or family member in these low moments. But Kanye is going publicly making these statements. So as someone who's Jewish, does it hurt you? Does it make you angry?
Well, honestly, look, there's a lot of different problems with this. I think more than just Kanye is at fault for this.
I agree.
And I am pissed off.
I agree.
That nobody from, what's a Super Bowl run on? Fox Network? Fox?
Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. Okay, so nobody from Fox has come forward and issued a statement saying, we're aware of the situation. they could be running commercials across all of their networks right now saying that we condemn hate. We condemn Kanye's message. Nobody said anything about this. Everybody's just sitting back and saying, oh, like they accepted his money for the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah. They accepted essentially what he's calling himself, a Nazi's money to run a Super Bowl ad that's selling one thing on their website that is promoting hate.
Yeah.
And like that, nobody has come out and said there's somebody housing the website domain for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody's coming out and making
those shirts. There's somebody making that.
That's a great point.
So yes, Kanye is the main problem about this, but this is such a deeper issue because what it's proving to me and to other Jewish people out there is clearly maybe people care, but they don't care enough to speak out and say, we don't support this. This isn't right. Here's things you can do. Here's maybe something.
Here's an alternative.
Here's a website that you can go buy this shirt, and the funds from this shirt go to support, anti-hate. Like, I know that they ran an anti-hate ad during the Super Bowl, but then you follow that up with letting Kanye spend the money on a Super Bowl ad, and then nobody's going to come out and say anything at all. I mean, this is like, that is actually it's hard to explain to people because, like, yeah, everybody in this room is just, like, we're white American people, right? Yeah. But I'm also a white American person, but I happen to be Jewish, and I'm suffering from the hate. And then to say that, like, Jewish people hate white people and use black people, like, I have plenty of black friends. Like, there's so many different problems with this, and the fact that nobody says anything, I think that it's just wrong.
I think the biggest thing for Kanye is it almost feels like if someone's going to print the T-shirts or someone's going to accept the money, or Kanye can still use a platform, it does feel like support.
Well, yeah, you're letting him think that it's okay.
Yeah, and like it does feel like people are supporting Kanye.
Right.
Yeah. That hurts.
Especially if you know he's bipolar and this is behavior he's done before, you need to get him help instead of adding to the issue, going, okay, then we'll make the shirts. Okay, then we'll house the website.
Right.
Come on.
They did take it off Shopify. You can't buy the shirt anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So they did finally take it down. But again, like Alex's point, at one point it was up.
Yeah.
How did it even get up?
Right.
Like, someone goes, this is the shirt I'm going to sell. I'm like, nope. And I'm not someone who likes censorship, but there are censorship in terms of you're hurting mass amounts of people.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's hurting people, right?
Yeah, and I think, but like even as simple as like I just looked, there's a bunch of people that I'm friends with that still follow Kanye, and like he's changed his name on social media and all that.
Did you check to see what friends were following?
Yeah,
Kanye?
But it's like, and I'm not necessarily saying like if you follow this person, I think that you support. But like I think an easy step is to like stop giving Kanye attention, like unfollow this guy, and like the fact that he even has a platform, like that's for me, it's. It boils down to, we know Kanye's crazy. Like, this is something we know. But for me, it's the fact that not a single other person has come out and said, this is wrong and we don't support this.
Biggest thing I wanted to get from this is not really what Kanye is doing, because it's inappropriate. I think we've all gone to, is how does it make someone who is Jewish feel? Because I think a lot of us, I think, forget what the percentage of Jewish people in America is. It's like low, 3-5% or something like that.
Yeah, I think in St. Louis, it's literally like 1% I looked up.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's
so
it's
I wanted
scary.
To hear, how does it make you feel? Because a lot of us don't know how you feel, and it could tell. It's anger, it's hurt, it's betrayal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so those are the feelings. So if you want to know like what Kanye's doing and how it doesn't affect you, you just heard from someone who's Jewish. It hurts.
It hurts.
Bad. Sabrina Carpenter is our Shakespeare of our generation, just knows how to speak and talk about love. And Alex did such a great job articulating what it feels like to deal with hate on the Kanye side. So let's reverse it and let's talk about love. Sabrina Carpenter lyric or Shakespeare lyric? Since Sabrina Carpenter is the modern day Shakespeare, really expressing how all of us feel about love in the best way possible. I will actually give you a quote from a Shakespeare play or sonnet or a Sabrina Carpenter lyric, and you guys you tell me which it's from. If this is, you tell me which one's the Sabrina Carpenter lyric. You guys use your name as the buzzer. Hannah, Alex, AB, and Kevin. AB, I'm expecting big things from you. You wanted to be like a literature
major. I know,
major?
But I hate when I have to buzz in with my name because I always forget my name.
Well, we can't help you with that.
Yeah, I can't help you remember your name.
What's my name?
Yeah, you love Sabrina Carpenter and you wanted to be a literature major, so you should be good at this. All right, round one. Wait till I finish the quote before you ring in, okay?
Okay.
Everyone? Knock, knock. Who is there? Or, there is no gravity in the word we write. Which one is the Sabrina Carpenter lyric?
Hannah, I'm going to say the second one is the Sabrina Carpenter lyric.
There is no gravity in the word we write? That is correct. That is the Sabrina Carpenter lyric
job.
From Skin. Hannah's on the board with 1 point.
Nice, Hannah.
All right, round two. I have never seen an ugly truth that I cannot bend. Or, I will wear my heart upon my sleeve.
Kevin.
Okay.
I will wear my heart hearteth upon my sleeve. That's Shakespeare.
That is Shakespeare. Yes.
Sabrina
that is
never says uponeth.
Okay.
She does.
You're going to trick one.
All right. That is Kevin with the point. So Kevin and Hannah, let's do another uponeth one since Hannah says that Sabrina all never right. says it. Where art thou? Why not uponeth me? Or all that glitter is not gold.
AB, the first one is Sabrina.
Oh!
Yes, from Bedchem. So she does say uponeth, Hannah.
She does.
Where art thou? Why not uponeth me? So now everyone's on the board
See
except
it
for
in
Alex.
My mind, let's okay. fulfill the prophecy.
See? All right, round number four. Whatever devil is inside you, do not let him out tonight. Or jealousy is the green-eyed monster.
AB.
Hannah.
AB.
The first one is Sabrina.
Oh! Yeah.
And that is from Please, Please, Please. Okay, so AB's on with two, Hannah with one, Kevin with one. Are these Sabrina Carpenter lyrics or Shakespeare lyrics? Guess I will end this life alone.
Alex, I think that's...
No. Oh, you gotta let me finish!
No! You gotta wait!
Or, I have been in such a pickle.
AB, first one is Sabrina.
Oh, wow!
Do you know what it's from?
Look at this!
I forgot what you said already.
Guess I'll end this life alone. Slim Pickens.
Oh, you knew that. You knew that.
Three, I figured
one,
it out eventually.
Wow. 3-1-1. And you guys didn't miss any, except for you guys didn't think AB would, or Sabrina would never use uponeth, and she likes for people to be uponeth her. We did learn that. But man, Sabrina and Shakespeare, so much in common. Still commercial free on Y98. Let's decide if you're all in or all out on this relationship. So this is how it's going to work. I have different categories about relationships, and you tell me if you'd be all in or all out on this person. We're pretending we're dating this person, not married to this person, so you can run, just split the... and get the hell on out, okay? And so there'll be different categories. The first one is money category, okay? Mm. So this is something that could come up in a relationship involving money. They make significantly more money than you, but you're expected to split everything 50-50, even though they know you're struggling financially. Are you all in or all out if your significant other does that?
All out.
All out?
This is, I mean, I don't know how to answer this,
Kevin.
I'm all out.
To split it evenly? That's where you lose me because I don't think that's fair.
I'm with you.
I would be all in. Who cares if who makes more money? We're both in this together.
No.
Yeah, but not evenly. Life is not about
should
even.
Tell that to Annie.
All right.
No way.
Life is not about
that wouldn't
hey,
go
there's
well.
No way. There's no way I could continue what I do without the support of my wife, and she makes significantly more than me. So if we were trying to do things evenly...
Okay.
I'd be doing something else.
They lost their job and they don't seem in a rush to get another one. They lost their job. They're just
all
taking
out.
Time.
Absolutely.
All out.
Not
for
even
everyone.
Without a question, all out.
No rush to get another.
Yeah, they're just like, hey, like after that job took a lot out of me, I just want to, you know, relax for a second, gather my
if you're not
I guess that's where I'd go all out. You gotta be figuring something out.
Okay. Let's do jealousy and trust. They want to access your social media and phone just to build trust.
All out.
Shut up! No way! You're reading it! You do this! You check your man's phone! How could
that
you?
That was once!
Oh my God!
Are they doing it secretly?
No, they say, hey, let me see your. Like this, we're building trust.
No!
We want access
my
to each other.
My social media? Wow. I don't love it, but I'm not going to say all out.
I'm all in.
Yeah, I'll go all in.
Yeah,
I'll go
all
in.
That's what it's about.
Wow,
yeah.
Hannah's the only one who actually does this in the room, by the way.
And it wasn't good. I'm never going to look through someone's phone again.
I respect that. I'd be all out, too. I think you need to build trust. You either you have it or you don't, right? They get upset if you don't text them good night every single night. All in or all out? Hannah, you better put all out.
All in.
All no, you, they don't. Oh, they get upset.
Yeah,
oh, so you
I would
get
upset.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all in. Fine.
You know, yeah,
I'd be all in on that.
That's not a lot to ask.
Yeah, I don't
I would
so.
Be all out.
Yeah, I'm all in.
That's really not a lot to ask.
You're upset because I didn't say goodnight? Maybe I just felt chill. All right.
I think if you're out
you
of town, you should probably
guy.
Tell that person.
I was
you know,
busy.
Especially.
All right. Let's do, let's go into kids, social activities, PDA, and one song. We'll get real interesting. Let's decide if you're all in or all out on this relationship. I'm going to throw out scenarios that happen when you're dating someone. You tell me if this would make you get the hell on out of there. You're all out or you're like, no, I'm in it. I'm cool. You got to be one or the other. All right. First one is about public displays of affection. They don't like PDA. They say they prefer to keep things low key. You're not going to get any public displays of affection.
I'm all in.
You are all in. You would date a guy who doesn't want PDA, Hannah.
Yeah. I mean, if it makes them uncomfortable and they don't want to do it.
I'm all
fine.
In.
I'm all in.
I'm all in, too.
I'm all out. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't expect that from you, AB. So you want a handhold and
a lot
some kisses?
A PDA for me in college. I was known for that in my friend group, and I just like don't think that I could not do that.
Right.
I don't know.
Her name was PDAB in college.
And Hannah's, I didn't even hit it. We did. Hannah needs to date herself for a second and then realize.
What?
You love PDA, I feel like.
Yes.
I was surprised by your answer.
Yeah, I was surprised
I've gone
by
through phases. Some,
yes.
Some boyfriends, I didn't like it. Other ones, I was all right. for it.
They believe men and women should have very traditional gender roles in a relationship.
Oh, what? All out.
All out for me.
All out.
All
you just
out.
Have to be open
yeah,
to whatever anybody
right.
wants to do.
Whatever makes you comfortable, all out.
All right. Everyone said mm-hmm. all out?
Every relationship is so different.
All right. They want their parents' approval for big decisions in their relationship.
All out. I hate a mommy's boy.
All out. Can't do
Hannah's
that.
Hannah's dated someone who wanted mommy's dad's opinion.
Hannah's triggered.
Yeah, that was a trigger.
I got to say all out. Even though I love my in-laws, all out.
Yeah, your relationship has to be your relationship.
I'll keep it fun for you guys. Really? I'll go all in.
Are you kidding?
Because
I
do like
to consult his parents.
I do like,
Alex
you know, my parents.
Alex wants to consult mom and dad.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a mama's boy. Yeah. You met my mom?
I've always, every single guy I've dated, I've loved their mom, but I want them to love me just as much.
And I just think on big decisions, you have to be willing to do that. If they're not willing to do that, it's going to become a problem in the relationship eventually. Mm-hmm. All right. Speaking of problems in the relationship and trigger warnings, Hannah, just leave the room for a second.
I know what's coming.
I didn't write this. This is what people are talking about online. They don't want kids, but assume you'll change your mind later. All in
I'm
or all out.
I'm not answering this question. My God.
Oh. Wow.
I didn't write it.
I'm
all
out.
All
out.
Out.
I'm out.
Kids are too important to me.
Yep.
Hannah said,
I'm not playing.
Hannah said, we know my answer. That was my real life. And
that was my real life in and out.
Yeah, and ask her if she's in a relationship. Well, she doesn't have to put
she's
up a sign.
Out.
We know.
We know.
We know what happened.
I literally knew that was going to be a question.
I didn't write the question.
Yeah, you did.
Thanks for taking the commercial free road with the Brett Maga Show. We appreciate you here. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Kev, I have major news for you about your boy Kendrick Lamar and his latest project that's going to make you love him even more. I'll tell you about him at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Everyone in America knows you love Kendrick Lamar. You were his number one hype fan going into the Super Bowl.
I personally think Kendrick knows it himself.
I think that he knows and he watched the video that we dropped on Super Bowl. And so in return, he's doing this for you because he knows that you love superheroes in the Marvel Universe. And so Kendrick is being involved again with them. And it has been confirmed that Kendrick is going to be releasing music for the new Captain America movie that's going to be released tomorrow.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
So this information comes from star Anthony Mackie. He said, Kendrick did the title song for my movie. I hope that's not supposed to be a surprise. I'm breaking it here first. I'm so excited, man. The beauty and the mastery of his craft. And if you didn't already know, this is not Kendrick's first time being involved in the Marvel Universe. He did a whole album for the Black Panther, and it was massively successful. He had the song All the Stars with SZA. He had Pray for Me with The Weeknd. So I'm really excited to see what this title song is going to be and if there's going to be more music from Kendrick Lamar. I guess we'll find out tomorrow what it is.
This is awesome because my daughter's a huge fan of the Marvel Universe as well, and we're going to go see the new Captain America movie. Not only is Anthony Mackie now the new Captain America, hand it down from Chris Evans, but Harrison Ford is going to be the Red Hulk. So it's all my greatness crashing, and now I got Kendrick's music. This is so cool.
It just couldn't get better for you, Kev.
I think it's important for the culture, though, too, because Kendrick Lamar is somebody who does such a great job of representing the black community. And Kevin, you could fact check me. First black Captain America, at least on public.
Yes. Yeah. The one who's been given
a blockbuster movie.
Yeah.
So first black Captain America representing America. And I know there's been issues with that with the movie, but first black Captain America. And then Kendrick Lamar is the one who does the song. That's awesome.
Yeah, super excited for this. Can't wait to hear it tomorrow. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you can get the Megamind question of the day correct. Hannah's been on a roll. She's gotten at least one Megamind question correct 3 days in a row. She missed earlier. This is your last chance, Hannah. Dating.com found that half of couples break up after what, Hannah?
I'm going to say they break up after the first time they hook up because bad, no recovery.
Oh.
You're gone.
I thought it's because guys are jerks and that's all they wanted, but you said if it's bad, she's kicking you into the curve, guys. Kevin?
I think it's after they meet the parents.
Running by mom and dad, doesn't get approval.
Damn.
That was what I was going to say, Kev. That's a good one. I think when it's when they travel together for the first time.
Trip.
It's a big test. These are all good. I'm going to say they break up after 3 months. There's like that weird 3 month rule.
3 month rule?
Yeah.
Dating.com found half of couples break up after 3 months, after their first hookup, after meeting the parents for the first time, or after traveling together. Were all the answers? Someone got it correct. Was it Hannah? Baby. Does she continue her streak of 4 days in a row? We'll find out at 8:48.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's do the Megamind question of the day. Answer. Dating.com found that half of all couples break up after... Hannah, you've been on a streak 3 days in a row. Can you make it 4? I said somebody on the show got it correct. Hannah, your guess was?
I said that they break up after the first time they hook up.
Kevin?
I said they break up after they meet the parents.
Alex?
I said they break up after they travel together for the first time.
And AB?
I said, what did I say? After three months.
Hi, AB.
What's up?
Hannah, you have been eliminated.
Oh. Damn!
It is Alex who got it correct. Yay. Dating.com found that half of couples break up after the first time they travel together.
You learn a lot about people.
Yeah. You learn I don't want to be in a relationship with you after I travel with you.
Mega Minds.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We're going to put 2 minutes on the clock. We'll run through some of the trending stories for you. I'll just read off a headline and Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. Like Hannah, the perfect nap length.
You know, I've heard so many different things, so I'm curious what I'll even hear now.
New research says the perfect nap length is 51 minutes exactly.
Oh, really? That's more than it usually is.
Usually it's a half hour. They always say, but yeah they're saying 51 minutes. They say the perfect nap time specifically is 1:42 p.m. to 2:33.
I might put that to a test.
All right, try to fall asleep at 1:42. Will companies start giving out this instead of sick days?
What would they give out?
A new report is saying it is possible that workplace companies, and it's getting a lot of support, sex days.
Oh.
What? Special days for sexual wellness. A survey of more than 3 in 5 employees support the idea of unpaid sex days. Half of employees say sex days are reported increased productivity, and 1 in 5 Americans say they feel totally comfortable talking to their manager about this and say, hey, I need to work on my sexual wellness today.
Boots need knocking. Yeah.
How wild is that in the future? Yeah, Hannah's on a sex day, I guess.
I don't even know what to say. All I can think of is...
A lot of support.
Well, then two companies would have to be invested, right?
Yeah, right. More than... they work together.
You're right.
Hey, you're so-and-so are out of work today.
Just what are they doing?
Just exercising one of their days. Speaking of getting it on, maybe this is a food you should get. Scientists say the smell of this food generates more sexual arousal than any other food.
Let's keep it moving.
It's pizza, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, Kevin's shocked. You'll never know
Kevin's
why.
Kevin's like, I'm ordering that right now.
Yeah. Come on.
The average couple argues about this how many times a year?
From sex to arguments, let's go for it.
We're well-rounded. Money. Money, 58 times a year. Most things any couple argue about is money, and they argue about it 58 times a year.
Whoa.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.